Welcome back to Beginning Steps, a growth guide for new believers. We've already looked at steps 1 and 2. Step 1 was be sure of your salvation. Step 2 was publicly declare your faith. Step 3, share Jesus with others. People love to share good news. We announce marriages and births. When something good happens, we rush to tell someone. The more exciting the news, the harder it is to be silent. A Christian has the most exciting news, the life-changing news of eternal life. It's natural for a Christian to want to share this good news. Think for a moment about the various people God used to bring you to the place where you were willing to receive Jesus. Now God wants you to be part of helping others to come to know Jesus. The Bible says when Andrew met Jesus, his first inclination was to bring his brother, Simon, to meet Jesus. Listen to the Bible in John chapter 1, verse 40 through 42. The Bible says, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah." That is, the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas," which, when translated, is Peter. For a Christian, witnessing is not an option. Jesus commanded his followers to witness. There are two things you should use when sharing Jesus. Number one, your personal testimony. And number two, Scripture. Number one, your personal testimony is your account of your life before receiving Jesus, how you received Jesus, and how Jesus makes your life more meaningful. Let's read Paul's testimony in Acts chapter 2, verses 3 through 21. Paul says, "I am a Jew, born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in this great city. Under Gamaliel, I was thoroughly trained in the law of our fathers and was just as zealous for God as any of you are today. I persecuted the followers of this way to their death, arresting both men and women and throwing them into prison. As also the high priest and all the council can testify, I even obtained letters from them to their brothers in Damascus and went there to bring these people as prisoners to Jerusalem to be punished." Paul continues, "About noon, as I came near Damascus, suddenly a bright light from heaven flashed around me. I fell to the ground and I heard a voice say to me, 'Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?' 'Who are you, Lord?' I asked. 'I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting,' he replied. My companions saw the light, but they did not understand the voice of him who was speaking to me. 'What shall I do, Lord?' I asked. 'Get up,' the Lord said, 'and go into Damascus. There you will be told all that you have been assigned to do.' My companions led me by the hand into Damascus because the brilliance of the light had blinded me. Now a man named Ananias came to see me. He was a devout observer of the law and highly respected by all the Jews living there. He stood beside me and said, 'Brother Saul, receive your sight.' And at that very moment, I was able to see him. And then he said, 'The God of our fathers has chosen you to know his will and to see the righteous one and to hear words from his mouth. You will be his witness to all men of what you have seen and heard. And now, what are you waiting for? Get up, be baptized, and wash away your sins. Wash your sins away, calling on his name.' When I returned to Jerusalem and was praying at the temple, I fell into a trance and I saw the Lord speaking. 'Quick,' he said to me, 'leave Jerusalem immediately, because they will not accept your testimony about me.' 'Lord,' I replied, 'these men know that I went from one synagogue to another to imprison and beat those who believe in you. And when the blood of your martyr Stephen was shed, I stood there giving my approval and guarding the clothes of those who were killing him. Then the Lord said to me, go, I will send you far away to the Gentiles. Now, you've heard Paul's testimony in Acts 22. And now it's important for you to write out the three parts of your testimony. You may want to pause this podcast just for a moment and write down these three things. You may want to write some notes or jot some words down or maybe write it in paragraph form. But write, first of all, about your life before receiving Christ. Number two, write about how you received Jesus. And number three, write about how Jesus makes your life more meaningful now. So those three things are sort of the three parts of your testimony. What was your life like before receiving Jesus? How did you receive Jesus? And how does Jesus make your life more meaningful? So one way, an important way to share your faith is by sharing your personal testimony. This is how you share Jesus with others. Another important part of sharing Jesus with others is the Bible. So number two, Scripture is the second part of sharing Jesus with others. I want to share with you some verses that will help you to explain to unbelievers the good news of eternal life. Take time now to read them and underline them in your Bible. Romans chapter 15, verse 13 says this, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 1:16 says, I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jew and then for the Gentile. Romans 2:4, or do you show contempt for the riches of His kindness, tolerance, and patience, not realizing that God's kindness leads you toward repentance? Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 5:8, but God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 10:9-10, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. Those verses, and I'll list them here again, Romans 15:13, Romans 1:16, Romans 2:4, Romans 3:23, Romans 5:8, Romans 6:23, and Romans 10:9-10, and also verse 13 that I want to share with you right now, which says, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Those verses right there will help you to explain the good news of Jesus to unbelievers of how they can have eternal life. The Here's Hope Roman Road track contains these verses and will help you to share Jesus with others. To get a copy of this track or one similar to it, you can contact our church at lakeplacidchurch.com and we will help you get some tracks that you can share with others. Or maybe you want to contact the friend who shared Jesus with you and he or she can help you get some gospel tracks to share with others as well. Let's review. Why should you share Jesus with others? Well, one reason is because God loves people and He wants to save them. Another question, whom do you know who needs to receive Jesus? Maybe it's a friend or a family member. Maybe it's somebody you care about a lot. Maybe it's a stranger that you don't even know. Maybe you see around town. lots of different places. Well, here's a little assignment. Share your testimony with someone this week. Thanks for listening to step 3, share Jesus with others. Look forward to being with you for step number 4, study your Bible. We'll see you next time. This curriculum, Beginning Steps, a growth guide for new believers, is reproduced with permission of the North American Mission Board, Alpharetta, Georgia. All rights reserved. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.